The man who has realized the essence of mind means when you have realized this essence of mind, your true nature, you can never lose sight of it. And not only that, he can speak of it at once, spontaneously. No need to refer to any books or material as knowledge or whatever. No need memory also. So this one is the characteristic of the truly enlightened being who has gone beyond even the sinhood way. Means they have realized their nature. If you have realized your nature, especially those who take the bodhisattva way, you have stabilized it and you have located the gateway and penetrated it. That nature that shine forth can insight into phenomena and awaken. Then that wisdom, that awakening wisdom and understanding is connected to the form and mind. That's why from there, the Buddha said, this one is yoniso manasikara, wisdom at the moment of sense experience. At any time when he encounter a situation, he will know how to handle it. He will know how to deal with it. That's why he no need to recall through memory what is this, and through memory tell you or explain to you or teach you or share. No need. So this understanding is very important. The man who has realized the essence of mind can speak of it at once, spontaneously, as soon as he is spoken to about it. And he cannot lose sight of it. It means he can never forget one. No need to remember, yet he cannot forget. Even when engaged in a war, battlefield. That is the uniqueness of this enlightenment, this awakening. But you must realize your nature beyond the sainthood way. Sainthood way cannot. Sainthood way, maybe you only have enough wisdom to liberate from birth and death. That's why they cannot really share and teach. Maybe to the limit that they understand. And the beginning of the paragraph is most important. So Master Hongren one day suddenly announced, he said, the question of incessant birth, you know what is incessant birth is that? Yeah? Samsara, birth and death continuously. Yeah? So the question of incessant rebirth is a momentous one. Yeah, this one not easy to overcome. Day after day, instead of trying to free yourself from the bitter sea of life and death, this one is a direct translation. Kuhai, bitter sea, sensu the kuhai. That's why he said, instead of trying to free yourself from all this bitter sea of suffering or life and death, you seem to go after tinted merit only. There is merits which will cause rebirth. True or not? I realize a lot of Theravada tradition devotees, they are very fond of making merits, you remember? Donation, dana. Then when it comes to cultivation, they are not so interested. So if you chase after all this, means these are still merit, but tinted. Tinted with what? Still have greed, understand or not? The greed for merit, understand? Yes, there is craving to have merit, but you have not developed the wisdom, which means you only follow the first two advice. Avoid all evil, do good, to develop the tinted merit. But you have not purified your mind to develop the wisdom to awaken. So tinted merit is of no use when it comes to going through existence and life. So here he said, yet merits will be of no help if your essence of mind is obscure. Means what? Means your pure awareness nature. Obscure. Obscure by what? Your form and mind. Very good. What is this form and mind? your sankara activity, anasana, your emotion, your fear, your phobia, all this, the heedless thinking, the negative psychological mind state, they obscure. Then all of the things that you experience through your mundane mind, they are with the characteristics of impermanent, leading to suffering and empty nature, not a permanent unchanging entity. But you cannot see another. You get yourself like engulfed and like cling, grasp and hold on to all this because you think it's real. You think it is something that you crave for. That's why the existential world, the four circle formation is very important. First, initially we have the what we call the pure awareness nature, your true nature, or Buddha nature. Your true nature, or sometimes they call it the Buddha nature, the oneness nature and all those things. That the first thing to come out is your pure awareness nature. This one is very important. Then from here, it manifests the mundane mind. Then through our senses, it trigger off consciousness. That's why this one is the phenomenal world of consciousness, or we call it the PWC. So this one is the five aggregate of form and mind. So the first thing to come out from our Buddha nature or our true nature is the pure awareness, your true mind. This one is actually your true mind. And this one is the primordial. Then from here, you create the thought process, mundane mind, the five aggregate of form and mind, the two aspects. Then it trigger off the phenomenal world of consciousness. Because with your senses, like the physics experiment, upon contact, consciousness arises. So you input the content, then it becomes the five aggregate of form and mind, the thought. And this is how you manifest. And this phenomenal world of consciousness is the one that lure you, entice you, delude you, and draw you. That's why you attach to the external form. You attach and cling on to your idea, your thought process, your whatever views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system. And this is all mind-made, memory, mano. And when you cannot see clearly, you don't know how to return this to the mundane mind, then allow the mundane mind to assist through the pure awareness-based meditation to realize your true mind. You cannot understand the Dhamma. That's why Hui Ning know within this, the Buddha nature, there is no difference. Yeah. But even at the pure awareness level, there is also the unconditioned. We have no word, nothing. You cannot describe anything. But from here, all things arise. That's why the Buddha said, mind is a forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. That's why this mundane mind is a product of the pure awareness nature. And our pure awareness nature is very powerful. That's why you need to develop the meditation, awareness base. Go back to this. When all this thinking cease, then you realize this. So what cloud this? Just now the question I asked is, all your mundane thinking and activity, your senses, understand not? Every moment of consciousness, when you become conscious of what you see, you dwell there and you create all the whole chain of train of thought, or you proliferate your thinking, your mind. And because of that, everything becomes like real to you, exists. That's why this phenomenal world of consciousness is where all the problem is. And we call this the chaotic world. You hear a lot of problem, and this is where you get yourself Leo and enticed. It lure you, entice you, and cause you to deludely grasp and cling, thinking that it's exciting, meaningful, you can gain a lot of it. You can own it, have it, experience and all these things, not knowing that, like what we went through yesterday, how real is life and existence? The only reality is within the moment. Every moment this mundane mind arise. That moment arise, pass away, so transient. And that is the basis of life, that's only reality. So how real can life be? Because we deludedly create the illusion of time to past and future. We are seldom with the moment in the pure awareness to feel, to experience, to understand, and to be with the pristine beauty and wonders of life. Every moment, every instant is so wonderful, so pristine, you don't have your thought to interfere. But that moment in clarity is so pristine. Every moment is different. But the thought will tell you, yeah, this one's seen already. Nothing exciting. So you every time chase after what? New and better experiences. You realize or not? And this is where, without the Dhamma understanding, you don't understand life, you don't know how to live life, and you will get yourself entangled in this.